get stuck on.
How do Rishonim know if Katsir is no good by day? If Katsir is good by Yom, then Sphere is good by Yom. And if Katsir is no good by Yom, then Sphere is no good by Yom.
Right.
How do they know the universal principle to all days, not just the first?
That's the question. How do you know that his mind could see where affects the other days? That's really hard.
So I was saying maybe we could say it like this, that you see you have different kinds of malos. You have a malos by nida, for instance. Doesn't mean that she has to count every day. Right?
Mm.
And the same thing is a malos of shloshim by avelos. It's a malos of shloshim, but it doesn't require that you count the malos.
Emerges on its own.
Emerges on its own. Okay.
Right.
So I'm just thinking, maybe what the Rishonim hold is like this. That what the Rishonim hold is like this. That the malos is really from the carbon omer till the carbon till shuras.
Right.
That's an automatic malos. That's it. The real malos is from the carbon omer till the Chamish Yom, till the Chag HaShavuos. Okay? Yeah, that was a nice rabbi word from Rashi and Bereishis. Where Rashi says that the Torah begins with Maaseh Bereishis.
Right.
And it says, Bayom HaShishi, so there's a drasha that is Shishi B'Sivan. That's
how
in Rashi.
Howie had that Rashi.
Yeah, Howie had that Rashi, right. Right, that's good. That's like a beautiful riot to what we're saying. Okay.
What's the riot?
In other words, Rashi and the Chumash.
Yeah.
Take a look at Rashi and the Chumash. He says that Bayom HaShishi, the Hay, they darshan, that it means Shishi B'Sivan. So the Torah begins with Maaseh Bereishis, and the objective of Maaseh Bereishis is really the Matan Torah. Okay? All right. So that's good. That's very good. That's a beautiful Rashi, beautiful Chazal. So now the question is, now the question is like this. Maybe the way they're learning is that there's an automatic malos.
Right.
And the malos begins with Omer, which is Maaseh Bereishis, and concludes with Shavuos, which is Matan Torah. Okay? Now, the mitzvah sphira, you see, the mitzvah sphira is to enunciate and verbalize the malos, the automatic malos.
Okay.
Okay, now, since the malos is created by the Havas HaOmer, and the kitzira is what ties the malos to the carbon. So it's impossible. If you can't do ksira by yom, how could you possibly do sphira by yom?
Because it's predicated on it.
Right.
Because the sphira has to tie to the malos or to the carbon, or what do you say now?
That sphira is the particular.
What I'm saying is like this. That if, in other words, there is a built-in malos,
right, from Katsira or the Hava,
from Hava, but the mitzvah of Sphira is to enunciate the malos, to verbalize it.
Okay.
Okay. So what you're doing is you're verbalizing a malos that already exists.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what is that malos that already exists from the Omer to the Chag HaShavuos? Now, what relates the actualization of the counting, which is an actualization of the built-in malos, is the ksira. Because because Korban is Bayom.
Right.
And the counting is Balai law. So therefore you need the Ketzira is what ties the Malos from the Omer to Chag HaShavuos to the sphere, which is the actualization, the verbalization of the Malos.
Okay. Because you have to count the night and have Oz Bayom?
Whatever it is. But you need, the Ketzira relates the Sphira to the carbon.
Right.
Okay. So, and what is the Sphira? Is the actualization of the verbalization, rather, of the Malos.
Mm-hmm.
But the Malos is built in.
Okay.
It's a built-in Malos. But now the mitzvah is for you to verbalize that malos.
Okay.
But in order to verbalize the malos, you must be related to the carbon. And what relates you to the carbon? The ketzira. So if the ketzira is no good bayom, right?
Right.
You can't possibly have a sphere bayom.
Because the sphere
is what makes the sphere of verbalization of the malos is the ketzira.
Okay. So on the first night, you have to do it at night. You can't do it during the day?
No, I'm saying that, right, that the...
Not just the din starting it?
It's not just the din starting it, it's a din in it. If the ketzira can't be bayom, so then you can't verbalize the malos.
Bayom. If you start bayom.
If you start bayom, right.
Because the avodah is not good enough. It's only a ketzira.
It's only a ketzira.
Okay, and that would transfer to the question on the 15th day. If you miss the night, can you do it?
Yes, right. Because the way the sphere is uniform.
Okay.
Why is
he
home? Okay, and the other way.
And the other way. What's the other way?
If Ketzira is good during the day.
If Ketzira is good during the day, so then you can say that sphere is good during the day.
And maybe sphere can only be done at night when it's you're counting the full entity. Sphere you can do by day, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but...
But sphere, when you're counting a 24-hour period, you have to count it in the nighttime. So you get both components.
But the other way is definitely correct.
You could say that. The other way. If it's possibly
so, maybe that's what he's saying. That if Ketzira is what? No good bayom, so then Sphira won't be good bayom. So you must say those shittas hold that Ketzira is good bayom. But we paskin that Ketzira is only good. He has a paskin. He paskin that Ketzira is only good balayla, right?
Who's he?
The Ram. Because he wants to say.
Rabbi Yitzchak?
Yeah.
He says, Rabbi Yitzchak says you can only count that in the daytime. Because there's another.
Yeah, that's right. Because Shani suffered Bayom. And why? Because he can't do Ketzir Bayom.
Right. But I'm passing it's Kashrut with the other, I think.
It's Kashrut, yeah, but I'm talking about the Re.
The Re, okay.
So the Re saying that he can't count Bayom.
Okay.
Because he can't do Ketzir Bayom.
Okay, and I hear that, but what about the guys, the three gentlemen beforehand?
So he's saying that according to them, you have to say Ketzira is Bayom.
You're saying he's deriving that they must hold Ketzira is good Bayom.
Yeah.
Not that they...
It would seem to be only, it should be only to Rav Haigai.
But he runs his veneer should somechen hein al masnisa. The kira the ketzira the avayam asfira. It sounds like they're saying because Katsira is good by Yom is why Sphira.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because if it's not good by Yom, so then you can't have the connection.
Right, that's it. I hear you're saying. That's how you're reading it. But you're saying, Hanami, in theory, you could have held Katsira is good by Yom and Sphira is not good by Yom.
Right.
Because they saw this far.
He could have held, yeah.
You could only, Sphira has to be at night, even though Katsira could be during that.
Right.
But it just the fact that Katsira is good for Yom allows for the possibility
of the
Sphira being by that.
Like our high guy. The only thing is that it won't work out according to Ramayu Doiga, because he holds that it's not really a good count for Yom.
He holds it's not really a good count by Yom, but he holds Katsira.
He holds it's just all a minion.
Right.
So I can see if he's going on Rav Haigayin, it makes sense. You follow? He's going on. He says poor. It means the Baal Ochs Gedolos. The Nirush Shasomchanin. He doesn't mean Ma'ir Yedoygan. It's very good. It means Rav Haigayin and the Baal Ochs Gedolos.
Right.
And why is it
conflict? Yeah, it works out. So.
The starting point is that everybody agrees that Sphira is Balala. And it needs a Ksiruf to the Korban, and that's through the Ksira.
Right.
So if the Ksira is only at night, then it needs to stay at night because that's where the Tsiruf is. But if the Tsiruf extends to the day also, then the Sphira can also be during the day.
Right. That's what it says. In other words, there's an actual Malos, and then there's the mitzvah of verbalization of it.
And actual malos starts.
The actual malos is ties from the carbon armor to the chagash rose.
Right.
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 That's the actual malos. And what ties the carbon armor to the chagash rose? The ketzira.
What?
What ties the carbon armor to the chagash rose to the? I'm sorry. What ties the carbon armor to the verbalization of the sphira, the ketzira?
Right.
Answer. So therefore, it's very good.
And if it's only Ola Laminion, and there's no Malos, so
that has nothing to do with this. And then he, in other words, Rav Mar Yudoygoyin has nothing to do with this because he holds that the count is not good by Yom. And what the Ran is saying is that according to those that hold the count as good by Yom, they have to hold the Ksira as good by Yom.
You know, on that first day.
Yes.
On the first day. But he holds on the first day it's no good by Yom.
Who's he?
Mar Yehudai.
That's right.
He holds it has to be done at night.
He holds the first day it's no good by Yom. So he doesn't, so he can hold very well that the, that Katsira is not good by Yom.
And still you can count by Yom. He holds the other days.
Oh, I mean.
Right.
But not as a real count.
So the Katsira needs to be at night because the Katsira has to be connected to the Malos.
That's right. In other words, the root
the Malos is gone from the, first
from
day
the carbon to the verbalization of the Malos is via the sphere. So if that's the case, what he's saying is very good. And the reality is
objective is that you have to have the Malos connected. Have an express connection between the Malos and the Kovanama.
So you say really Mari Yudai and the Ri are really holding the same thing about the mitzvah.
Right.
And they're just arguing about if it's not the mitzvah, it can be all the minion or not. But the other two, the Bahag,
What are you going to do here? Are you doing that at home?
And the Ri, who holds the can't count during the day. They both like Katsira is only by Lila, and therefore Sphira, the mitzvah sphere, is only by Lila.
Right.
And then the Mayudai holds, they can still have a count per day to be all the minion, but it's not going to be the mitzvah.
But the Ri doesn't give his opinion on it.
Well, he says, he can't in a sofa by Yom.
Oh, he's in a sofa, you're right. He holds that there's not, in other words, he holds, you're right. I mean, he holds not like Mari Yudai going, that's all the minion.
Right.
And he holds not like the Baal Ochs Gedolos and the Rav Haigayin, that it still is a mitzvah sphere.
Right.
Right, it's just like in the Kiyam of Tmimos.
Right. Hills Mitzvah is only Balailah.
Only Balailah.
And he doesn't hold by the Ola Minyan Svar.
Right.
But they hold, the Bahag and the Rabbi hold that the Mitzvah is even by Yom also, and Katsir's Mayom.
That's right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Well, do we mean to say that the Rei agrees with Rav Hai's question on Mar Yudai? Just he differs about Katira?
Slowly. The Rei agrees.
Meaning he doesn't like the idea of Ola Laminion if it's not the mitzvah. Just like.
Yeah, he doesn't like that, right?
So that way he agrees.
Because that way he agrees with Rav Hai.
Right.
Because otherwise he'd say it's good to be so for Binyan to be Ola Laminion.
Right.
Right. And he doesn't hold like the Balalochus Gedolos and like the Rav Haigoyen, because he doesn't hold that there's a real sphere by him.
Right.
So he holds like neither of them.
See, if he holds you can only count the night, there's not even a point in counting during the day.
That's it.
I mean, those three at least hold you can count during the day.
Right.
For various reasons.
That's it.
That's good. There really are two semachokas.
What?
I think we originally realized that there's really two separate questions. One is it Ola Minyan if it's not a mitzvah? And the other is it a mitzvah by Yom?
Right.
And now we're saying it's two separate machlokas. It really is right. Two groups of.
Right, but now ask me your question.
What's my question?
Still in.
What is that question? What the other days you mean?
No, why does the Re have to say that you can't have Ksira by Yom?
How can you explain that? Because it would be a mitzvah then, no?
And you double count during the
night. I mean, maybe Sefer can only be done at night.
Right.
Katsir is still kosher b'yom.
Right. You see, he holds. That's not really a.
He's not really
a kosher because he happens to hold that way.
He holds Katsir as possible b'yom.
Yeah.
Right. I thought you said because Sefer is an articulation of the Melos, and the Melos is created by Katsira.
Right.
So if Katsira is beyond, then the articulation can take place during the Yom. Because that's all it is. But if
what he's arguing.
If it can't play place at night, then during the day, the rig, then...
You could just argue even though Katsira is beyond, but still, when you're counting, the mice of counting demands to be done only at night.
Articulation of the Melos.
You have to count an entity. The entity is two parts.
Because it's Mimos.
He happens to hold that way, so then that's why the mention.
So he holds it to me.
Who holds that way?
The Re.
He holds that way.
See, that's why he holds that their position is impossible. It's not just that he holds that he's right. He holds their position is impossible because they can't be Ksir Bayom.
Right.
So he's refuting them. That's good.
Yeah, but you see, he also doesn't want, right? I mean, the Maisis for itself, he would argue, is only Belial. He'd also say that point.
Yeah, but that we don't know. I forgot the Baha'i. So I was thinking about it in my mind, and I forgot the Baha'i. So I thought, why does he say that? I remember there was a plural form there.
Right.
So I was thinking, why does he say both? I mean, what's got to do with it? Doesn't have anything to do with every day.
Right. Right.
And now I take a look again, you see there's two mandam. It means he's going on that.
The truth is, you have to, I think.
What?
Mar holds the first night, you can't count during the day.
Right.
So it's hard to argue learning from Katsira when that very first day with Katsira, he holds has to be done at night.
Right.
So.
Right.
As Mustafa here is.
Right, he can't be talking about him. He can't be talking about Mar Yudai then, because...
Mar Yudai holds it's not good on that first day.
That's right. So he definitely wouldn't hold it. He doesn't have to hold it, because Ksir Bayom is kosher.
Not right,
he
doesn't have to hold it.
No. So the ones that he's saying are forced into that position are the Bahag and Rav Haigoyen. So that's very good. What is the verbalization? Is the verbalization giving a number, a numerical attribute to the day? Or is it counting the day off? So he says, if you want to give it a numerical attribute, so then it should be in the beginning. And if you want to just count the day off, so it wouldn't matter when you do it.
What does it mean conceptually to count the day off?
Check it off.
Super Mario.
What does that mean?
Pull it off the calendar.
The day was counted. I verbalize it. First day, second day, third day.
Isn't that attaching a number to the day? Like, I don't see how it's...
No, it's two different ideas. He wants to, Mandy wants to split them two different ideas. One is you were Mona. And another one is you gave the day a numerical attribute.
Right. That can only be done at night. You can't do it during the day.
But then it's lacking.
He wants to say Mustafa.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You're just making like take the biggest chiluk you can make in the area and then stuff the two sides in it. But really, even according to side where you're qualifying the yom, you can say maybe you have to qualify it at nighttime. Yeah, but maybe you can do it during the day.
Man, that looks lacking.
You can give it a number during the day. The day is the main part of the day, the daytime, and you can give it a quality of 10 during
it's
the daytime.
If it's
so you're just
you're
taking
lacking.
A bigger chakira and just saying the other side's there and the side's there. It's not the definition of what they're arguing about.
So then why is...
So what do you want to do? Want to try to go further a little bit?
Yeah.
Really, can I just ask you to go back before? The point about the question we're asking that we got stuck on before about why the
what has to do with the ksura?
Yeah, why it carries over to beyond the first day? So is that were you saying that it's like a little plug type thing that like that just has to be the structure that like you can't have the on the first day it needs to be tied to the ksura and that's going to be a certain structure in sphere for all the rest of the days or. We're saying that. I just didn't really catch it.
Yeah, the sphere definitely has to be uniform. Whatever works the first day has to work the other days also. But what we're saying is that there's a silent malos, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
like a malos like you have a way which you don't have to count, which is initiated by the Omer. And the mitzvah sphira is not just a mitzvah of Nats Musa. It's a mitzvah to verbalize the malos that exists, the existing malos. That was the new idea. And what ties the verbalization, what makes the verbalization a verbalization of the existing malos? The ketzira.
Right, so I can see it having that effect on the first day, but are you saying that on each day, then the fact that it's at night ties it back to the Ketira?
No, I'm saying the fact that the first day has to be at night, every sphere is uniform.
Right. Convey the structure of the mitzvah.
Yes, convey the structure of the mitzvah.
Okay.
That's the word for it. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. It's a new idea in Sphere Soma. But what you're saying is that there is really an automatic malos. And the sphere is a function of expressing the existing malos.
Right.
It's a very... I like the sphere because it unifies everything.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sphere.
So if you say the Torah that,
yeah.
It's the memory we said for the Rambam, that's the Raisa, it's because the Zman is that there's a Chiyuv of us, Omer, and Ketzira, so...
Oh, the Reb Chaim?
Yeah, Reb Chaim. Right?
Okay.
So now, when do you say that the Melos is also the Raisa of Zman is that? The whole Melos of Sphere that exists. Right? The Raisa of Zman is that?
Yeah, so I would say that, yeah.
Okay, would you also say that you said there's like a Kedush Yom of Chag HaShavuot, so Shtei Lecha. So would you say, according to the Rambam, that the Zman is that also there's a Kedush Yom of Chiyav Havah Shtei Lechem, and a Kedush Yom is the rice of Zman is that?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Would say that. Just the other Rishonim, because you're saying that it doesn't have that, the Zman is that.
Right.
That'd be according to the other Rishonim.
Right.
According to the Rambam, you would have the Kedush Yom even without the Mikdash.
Right. Right, that's right.
And that's the source of the Minhag.
Yeah, that's the source of the Minhag, yeah.
Because the rice, according to the Rambam, that's part of the Kedush Yom of Chag HaShavuot, even though you don't have the Mikdash.
That's right.
You have Havah and Ketzira and the sphere, you should have the Shtei Lechem.
That's right.
50th day.
So then would the minute of eating Milfix and Fleshix be good on the daytime?
Maybe because that's when they would bring the cover in? Are you asking?
I'm asking what's the time to consider it. Why are you doing the minute?
They just show up because of the unsures. They're mocking.
Oh, still. I'm sorry.
It should be better during the daytime.
Yeah. Right. I mean, because that's when they do it.
Right.
Yeah, how can we do it at night, actually?
What do we do?
You're daring.
The reason I think we said was that even though the Avos Karban is Biyom, but the Kedushas are Yom, the Ginevarot. Because
right.
Tis B'chameshim Yom.
Right, I mean the 50th day creates a Kedushas Yom Shtela.
That's it.
Right. But it could be because of the Rambam Sheet that the Sheet does hold that there really is a Kedushas Yom Shtela that night.
I'm going around.
It seems the Raisa should happen. You're saying there's a Yom Havad the Raisa and there's
right.
A Yom Sphere the Raisa. Why shouldn't I have a Mishan Yom the Raisa?
Yeah. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. Want to go further?
Yeah.
The Kosu Yusefer Hamor.
Okay. Oh, we skipped that. There's one line. We just skipped that.
Oh, we did?
The Kosu O Behag. Baruch Zedos, in Shachach Yomecha v'losafar, Shuvein Asofar, Dibi'in and Tamimos v'laka, v'tosos chokolav.
And we forgot all together.
We forgot one day.
Right, those targets. Okay, so how would you define that one? If you have to verbalize the malos, if you miss a day, it would seem you can't do it, right?
Well, if it exists,
well,
on its
own, exists.
Why can't you keep verbalizing it each?
That's maybe the question. What's the nature of the verbalization?
You're creating the malos or you're expressing
it? No.
Discrete continuous four answer how much is in one.
Does something tie into somebody else's malos? You know?
I told you to rub them like that.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
That every day is different.
What does that mean? Yeah, what is it? 30th mitzvah, count the 30th days of separate mitzvahs? Maybe makes sense.
Today's my 38th mitzvah.
The natural way you think to define that question, though, you know, like, but
okay, so what do you say about mahalogus? Bahag is very good.
But he says because of Tamimos, Rabbi. He says because you're lacking in Tamimos, not because, like.
You're the Moors.
Bech Bayom. Kidamashma, Bahai Stama, Dimasnisan. Dinedik is Stama Menachos, Tani, Mixer Bayom Kasher, Bidiyevad. You call Makom Stama de Hacha Adifa, Takatana, like Abhil Hosapsikasa, the Dina, Tazabir Town. The Onir, the Filman, the Mashik, Tiers on Bayom, the Evad. Modu gabi sphere at Inlbarch Bayam, Shim Deshana Laya Kosovo Akiv, the Chsiv Timimos. Vietemozi Timimos El Kishata Mona Balila. Vichin Kosov Baal Bahalachos at Seris. Ubaha Kosov, the Hecha de Inchi Lavarch Balila, Yimne Lamacha, below Bracha. Vichin Alacha, Avim Shachach Lila Vyom, Lo Yimne Ode, Bibracha. The Bainan Timimos, Vileka. So it just says that he doesn't make a Bracha.
He doesn't make a Bracha.
Right.
But then it continues.
The Acher Shabir Chal Sfira, Omer Yiratzon
Shib.
Shibam Basmikus. Yeah, we have Lo Yina Od Bebracha. The Inan Tamimos Veleka.
Okay, but does he have the Tishitz that says Lo Yitachim?
Nope.
He doesn't have it there.
Doesn't make sense because how many things could Tamimos mean already? Two lines before he said Tamimos means you have to count at night.
Right.
Now you're telling me Tamimos means that there has to be. You can't skip days. It can't mean means one thing.
I mean,
I have to pick one.
The Rebbeinu Tam says if you don't make a bracha by daytime because you're lacking tamimos, right? And he says Daniel Bar Bimush in the Shana of Akasu Laki looks at tamimos. If you have tamimos, El Kishat Monei Belayla. That's Bala and Baha Kasa. That if you forgot. The Hecha de Inchi Lavarach Balayla Yimne Lamacha Blo Bracha. Vechen Halacha. And that's the Bahag.
Okay.
Avlim Shachach Laila Vyom Lo Yimne Ode Bibracha. Oh, I mean, even the next time you can't
right.
Get Bracha. Forever.
From now on.
Right. Even just that first time.
From now on.
The first time.
From this point forward.
Tamimos teaches you both. It's true, it teaches you a lot of things.
Tamimos never sends.
Has to be a Tommy.
Whatever. But the thing is, what about the why is the Shita Zatoso say that's Loitachi? That's why. I mean, it seems to make sense.
I mean, the camp as a whole is lacking.
Yeah, if the mitzvah is to verbalize a malos, you're not doing it.
Right. So if you can't make a bracha, sounds like you keep going, but just can't make a bracha because you're lacking tamimos.
What's that? You're behind?
You're coming behind. It's not saying that, like, it's worthless, just since you're lacking tamimos now on the entire malos, you can't make a bracha ever.
Right.
On just one day, you're lacking tamimos on that one day, so if you can't make a bracha when you count in the daytime, but tomorrow, you're good.
Right.
If you miss an entire day, the whole malos is lacking tamimos.
That's right, exactly. There's no malos.
Right, but you should still keep counting, it's just not
tamimos. Is that what he says?
No. Yeah, I think so, because he says, like, you know the bracha. No. Exactly what he said in the case when you miss the night and you do it the day. He says
so that's a higufa kasha. What's the purpose of doing it?
Oh, I'm saying it's still counting, it's just not tamimos. It's not tamimos.
I mean, you're still verbalizing which day of the malos it is. That's some kind of a camp.
Right, I hear you. I mean, in the other case, you understand, so you can count tomorrow. Right. The reason you count in the daytime is so you can count tomorrow.
Right.
But over here, if you're never going to have tamimos.
Well, of course, it is a count, but it's not tamimos, so you don't make a bracha.
Right. Right. But you do that so that tomorrow, you can keep counting with a bracha because you're doing it tamimos.
Well, you can do it for today also because it's not tamimos, but it's a count.
So still kiyam.
Still kiyam, but kiyam.
That's expensive value, huh? If you say there's still kiyam without tamimos. So
that's right. But the only thing is that why does the Bahá'í admit that you keep on going without a bracha?
Because you're
still a count.
Yeah, still
without tamimos.
Still a count.
Yeah, you're still counting the malos. It's not a perfect count. You missed a day.
And why does Tesis hold that?
It's ridiculous.
That's ridiculous and possible. I listen to that. Yeah, what's she say? He doesn't explain anything. He's a late talker.
He's just tame like a dog. It's like.
Yeah, tame like it's impossible to accept it. Why?
I don't know. It's the hardest story I ever heard. It's so obvious that he doesn't have to explain why it's so bad, you know?
Let's think about that. That's a Sophie. Why so astounded? You know what I mean? I can't understand the argument.
It's like a Trinity Star.
What?
Like a Trinity Star.